Great music, informative news, and local information. Your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO. AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Yes, I'm saying good afternoon. It's the matinee performance of live Tri-Town High School basketball for the first time on a weekday in many, many, many years. Yes, everybody had school. This is an early game because of the Dan Wickham Wrestling Tournament at Unitigo. But it's one that we could not miss. It's the top two teams, arguably, or at least two of the top three in the Mid-State Athletic Conference. For girls, four-time defending champion Harpersville, the Lady Hornets coming in with an 8-0 record. They are 5-0 in MAC play, coming up against the Unitigo Spartans, 6-2 overall, 4-0 in the MAC, and winners of two out of three games against unknown competition recently at the KSA tournament down at Wide World of Sports in the Disney World Complex. So we've got the makings of what could be a fantastic, fantastic game, and looking forward to doing that is an understatement. My name is Greg Davey. I'll be broadcasting it from high atop the stands at Unitigo Junior Senior High School, and we start every game with the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show on WCDO. It's brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center, Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, for all your transportation needs that include daily rentals and the best in expert service department choices. You've got Chambers and O'Hara wishing the coaches, players, and fans of both Unitigo and Harpersville the best in this afternoon's ball game. We'll be done in the evening, but we start officially in the afternoon, so we've got to make that point known. We'll be back to take a look at both teams more in depth. Coach Kurt Ahrensbeck and the Lady Hornets, who are unbeaten and ranked in the state. Greg Bonskowski and his Unitigo Lady Spartans, who are undefeated in the MAC and looking for an upset today. We'll be back with more of the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show live on WCDL.
Cork O'Hara invites you to experience the difference when you shop for your next car, truck, van, or SUV at Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. We are so confident in the quality of our vehicles at Chambers and O'Hara that we will give you a lifetime engine warranty on any vehicle. That's right, a lifetime engine warranty. So stop by for the best deal on your next vehicle, and Eli Kelly will assist you with all of your financing needs. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Call 563-4311 or check us online at chambersohara.com. Some restrictions may apply on lifetime warranty.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're going to miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back nationwide. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
What do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature-y,
right? No, very green.
The simple joy of big news. I participate in McDonald's for a limited time.
So, I hear McDonald's has any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just a dollar.
All day?
Yeah.
So I can get any of those drinks at McDonald's for a dollar right now?
Yes.
What about now?
Yep.
What about now?
Yes, 24 hours a day, any size, just a dollar.
Whoa. Satisfy your thirst with McDonald's any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just $1. All day, every day.
Ooh, even now?
Even now.
Many locations open 24 hours. Prices and participation may vary.
At NBT Bank, we're committed to delivering the best in community banking. That's why we introduced iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive offers free checking, debit, and savings accounts that help you build and manage your personal finances, and will be there every step of the way to help you grow your money skills. At NBT Bank, we're as committed as you are to achieving your goals. Visit nbtbank.com/iStrive or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank, member FDIC.
For 85 years, the people of Morabito have delivered energy, fuel, and food service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Morabito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Morabito, our people make energy different.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Okay. We're back for the Chambers and Air tip-off show. This is, believe it or not, it's a ninth game of the season for the Harpersville Lady Hornets, our first time doing the Harpersville Lady Hornets. It won't certainly be the last. In fact, the very next game will be not done by me. It'll be done by Nate Lull, but it'll be Unadilla Valley and Harpersville. That'll be Tuesday, 7:15 at Harpersville. I've already got that all that stuff set up. But what's nice here is that the top three, arguably, with Unadilla Valley in the mix, of course, but all undefeated, they'll be playing each other here in sort of a round robin, and we'll get to cover, CDO will get to cover most of those matchups. Today's the first of those with Harpersville and Unitigo. If you remember back to last year, I think I got to turn myself down just a little bit. If you remember last year, Unitigo, with no seniors, flew out to a great start, and they were the odds-on favorite as the number two seed to face Harpersville at Suco and try to break the string of then three in a row for Harpersville. However, Oxford, in this court, in overtime, defeated Unitigo and won the right to play Harpersville. Did not go well for the Oxford Lady Blackhawks, and Unitigo easily won the what I guess you'd call consolation game of the battle for third place. And so they certainly, with everybody back, are ready for redemption, and they'll have their home whites on tonight and looking forward to the challenge against the Harpersville in their blue and gold, mostly blue and gold numbers and white accents. But here's what Harpersville has done so far. They've averaged 67 points on the offense and 31 points on the defense. So it's equal high-octane offense and tenacious defense. They've got 55 three-pointers in the first eight games. That's just under seven per game. They've had as many as nine. They've had eight three different times, seven and six and three. So even in the Delhi win, 71-29, they only had three. Every time else has been six or more, and as many as nine. So amazing. Free throw shooting, now that's where, if you are in a close game, you might have the edge, because Harpersville shooting just 42 for 89. That's 47.1%. But here's what they've done. They started out back in late November, beating Windsor 57-32. That's when they had the nine three-pointers. Miranda Drummond, who everyone knows is last year's MVP, she's back and had 30 points, and she's only just a junior. So Miranda Drummond and Savannah Murray, while I don't have actual stats, those two are 1-2 in scoring in just about every game that's played. Drummond had her season high of 30 points in that first game, Savannah Murray with 16, and as typical, they got off to a quick start at 21-4 in the first quarter. They beat Deposit 70-34. All 10 of their players scored. Eight three-pointers, didn't make a free throw in six tries. Bainbridge Guilford had a lead on Harpersville in the first quarter in their December 18th game, and in fact they were down, I believe it was 15-8 at the end of the first quarter. That's one of the rare times they'd stumbled out of the blocks, got it back and won 55-30, six three-pointers, Drummond with 19 points, four three-pointers. December 21st, it was a game home against Green. They got up to a 27-2 start, won that game 70-32, eight three-pointers, their best free throw shooting night, 6-for-8, 20 points for Drummond, 21 for Savannah Murray, and SB Gutierrez had 10 points, her season high. And then came the Harpersville tournament in bits and pieces. On the 28th, they played Oxford and won 65-25. Drummond with 22, Murray with 13, and then eventually they got the championship against Apton in there. They went out to a 38-6 halftime lead. They won that game 68-28. Tournament MVP, Miranda Drummond with 18 points. Savannah Murray led the way again with 21 and three three-pointers. Their most recent efforts a week ago, they beat Delhi, as I said, 71. Their highest scoring game, 71-29. No, take that back. 71-29, three three-pointers. Their season low, 6-for-9 from the line. Drummond with 26, Murray with 21. Then came their highest scoring game against Oxford for a second time, this one counting in the league on Wednesday, 79-38, eight three-pointers and 7-for-13 from the line. So the numbers just continue to boggle the mind here in the Mid-State Athletic Conference, as Harpersville has, I don't have a specific record for them over the MAC competition over the last 4 or 5 years, but suffice it to say, it is pretty darn solid. Unitico came back from their time in Florida. We'll tell you about that a little bit more and what their statistics are, or some of their statistics, as given to me by Coach Greg Bonskowski. You're about 6:20 away from the anthem and the introduction of the starting lineup. Fairly decent crowd for a late afternoon, but we hope that it gets more intense here as they are, I know these girls know what's at stake. Hopefully the folks that support Unitico Sports know as well, because they've got a wrestling tournament tomorrow, but this is, I think, could shape up to be a very good game. It's Harpersville Unitico Girls in the MAC, and it is part of Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter, the area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world, and we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of Live Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kurt also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, being the matinee game that it is, not all the usual pieces are in place, one of them being Judy Patel with our usual national anthem is not here at this time. Hopefully she will be here. And So I left the other microphone on so that our PA announcer could do the thing, do his thing. We may or may not have an anthem. Not sure. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. We're about 2 minutes away. And I said I'd talk about Unitigo. They came back from Florida and needed a little bit of extra time because they did not play in the Thursday game against that was scheduled at Deposit. That's been rescheduled, but I don't have that date. Suffice it to say, it'll be later. And that game was supposed to be Thursday, the 3rd of January. So they have not played in 2013 until Wednesday night, just a couple of nights ago. There's Judy. All right. It was a home win against Delhi. I believe that was their coaches versus cancer night. But Delhi didn't give much of a game. They were held scoreless in the first and third quarters. And Unitigo won that game easily 46-9. And they went 1-for-4 from the foul line. Casey Manzanera with 14 points. Robin Foster with 9. That raised Unitigo's record to 6-2. And again, they are 4-0 in Mid-State Athletic Conference play. And they only had one three-pointer in that ball game. Their success over the teams in Florida, I can give a little bit more information. They defeated Erie Tech of Pennsylvania, a size Class B school, won 47-31. Nice job there. The Benjamin School, also a Class B school, they lost 50-47. A well-played game, apparently. And Seven Rivers in Florida, Class D school, they won handily 39-18, and they finished third in that tournament. Sarah Menina given credit as the Unitigo's tournament MVP. They're doing the Sportsmanship Award right now. So what an opportunity, though, for these girls. Casey Manzanero led the scoring. Hey, we got Judy Patel ready to sing our national anthem. We'll get right to it right here.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that a flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
All right, they're going to turn the microphone over to our public address announcer, and we'll get our starting lineups. Will Alernet along with you.
And now your starters of the Harpersville Hornets. Number 4, Marcy Ritter. Number 5, Shelby Menevich. Number 15, Espy Gutierrez. Number 21, Savannah Murray. And number 32, Miranda Drummond.
And that group, there's a sophomore, three seniors, and a junior, Miranda Drummond being the junior, Shelby Medovitz, the sophomore. Here we go.
Okay. And now your Unitigo girls starters, number 12, Robin Foster, number 13, Kayla Talbot, number 14, Casey Manzanero, number 22, Sarah Menina, and number 33, Marissa Woodard.
All right, in high school, I would have loved to have had that job, no doubt about it. All right, so Unitigo, as we said, in their home white, coming off 2-1 mark down in Florida. At halftime, we hope to have Athletic Director Matt Haefeli talk about the Dan Wickham Wrestling Tournament that has brought 15 schools to the area for tomorrow. It's a one-day tournament. How they can get 15 schools through for a one-day tournament, they must be starting at 6 in the morning. That's one of the reasons why we're starting in the matinee times today. And you think the word matinee, you think popcorn, and I smell popcorn to the right of me. So that's going to drive me crazy all game long. No, do not feed me popcorn. Thank you. If you don't finish it, yes, I will take it. All right, Harpersville in their blue with yellow numbers, white accents all over. And the girls of Utatigo in their home white with green numbers and piping and the Spartan emblem on the right and left shorts. All right, here we go. Ready, willing, and able to get this thing started. Well, not too good on the jump ball. Harpersville will get it by default. They both hit at it twice. Can't hit at it more than twice. Nice backdoor pass down below for Savannah Murray, who misses the shot, and Marissa Woodard rebounds the miss. That was a nice play to get started. Murray caught in a tough spot and almost still made that. And a ripping, oh, now it's football time as Manzanero and Drummond, the two high scorers of each team, were running together. That's possession arrow, I guess, if nothing else, called the possession arrow, and it's going to go back to Harpersville, which is weird because I thought Harpersville got the opening tap. All right, 30 seconds in, Miranda Drummond shoots, but there's a whistle right as the shot's being let go, and that foul will be on Esperanza Gutierrez, one of my favorite all-time names here. They call her Espy now, but I'm still at times going to say Esperanza. So we're online at WCDOsports.com. Glad to have you with us. If you logged in, and let us know where you're logging in from, I'll give a shout-out to you. There's Sarah Menina driving through a double team, drawing contact, still getting the shot off, so I think there's going to be two shots coming. That foul will be on Savannah Murray, which will be her first. That foul at Gutierrez, by the way, on the Harpersville offensive side was an offensive foul, an illegal screen. So had Drummond made the shot, it would have been disallowed. Menina, nice fake by Manzanero, and she drives up hard on the right side, missed it. Foster with a rebound, that misses. Robin Foster, their best offensive rebounder for Unitigo. And the fast break leads to a finger roll almost by Marcy Ritter. It missed, but Harpersville continues to rebound. And the foul will go on Robin Foster. Two fouls listed on the Unitigo side. I must not have seen one of them. First shot is good. We are now underway. It'll be Shelby Medovich with a shot. Medovich, the sophomore starter, misses the second, and Manzanero, nice box out to rebound. She's going to bring it down herself. Oh, wide open is Menina on the left side. Great Manzanero to Menina combination. So Menina makes it a first lead change of the ball game. Drummond, top of the key. Cross court to Gutierrez. It's chasing the corner by Murray. Here's a long shot by Murray. She's a good outside shooter, but misses this time. Drummond battling for the rebound. Traveling is the call. She and Manzanero mixing it up. 6:27 to go. Early action, 2-1, Unitigo. And Harpersville pressing, taking Manzanero out of the equation. So up the floor comes Kayla Talbot. Man-to-man defense by Unitigo. Talbot, with her back to the basket, finally finds Robin Foster. Now cutting in is Menina. They gave her room. Good recovery, though, by Ritter. Menina on the baseline left side, missed it. Woodard with the rebound. Oh, it came in and out, and there's the follow-up by Robin Foster. I'd said earlier she's their best offensive rebounder. Point taken right there. So it's 4-1, Unitigo by 3. Spartans playing man-to-man defense. Driving in is Drummond. A lot of contact, no call. Rebound by Kayla Talbot. Menina, long pass up ahead to Manzanero. Nobody guarded her, and this time Menina to Manzanero. They've complimented each other in the early going with 5.5 to play in the first quarter. 6-1, Spartans shutting out Harpersville from the field. Gutierrez back to Murray. She's at the top of the key, guarded by Menina. Drummond to the right wing, guarded by Talbot. Talbot trying to get around a screen. Here comes Drummond with a left hand, circles back with the right. Gives it to Medovich. Three-point attempt. It's high up in the air, but missed it. Rebound Murray, too short. Woodard and Ritter tied up. That'll be a possession arrow. This time it's Unitigo's, and a short timeout asked for by Coach Kurt Ahrensbeck. 5:01 to play, first quarter. 6-1, Unitigo leads Harpersville. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sidney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything for over 90 years. Downtown Sidney Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
You're nailing it. You're doing all right. All right, 5:01 to play, and it's pressure defense time by Harpersville. They're letting Marissa Woodard keep the ball. Menina helps it out up the right side for a three-pointer right wing. Short with a shot. Rebound. Foster with another offensive board, but missed the follow-up, and she might have come in just a tad late against Gutierrez, and that's going to hurt Unitigo because Foster's had at least three offensive boards. Foster sits down with her second foul. They still have three. They have three up there for Harpersville. I don't know who has the third one, but doesn't matter. I'll find out, I'm sure, eventually. Now, not a bad substitution, though, for Greg Bonskowski as Savannah Murray drives hard on the left side, kicked it over to no avail, and Cassidy Newman is the one in the game for Foster. She lends a different type of support to this team and just came up with a steal. Case in point. Woodard underneath off the glass. No good. And the battle for the ball underneath the board. It is rebounded by Newman. Passed it to Woodard. He missed the shot. She misses the shot, I should say. Newman with a tap up. So she got an offensive rebound. Maybe I said that too quickly. Unitigo continues to hound the offensive glass. Here goes Menina with a little scoop to the hoop. Sarah Menina scores. So usually Harpersville jumps out to double-digit leads in the first 4 minutes. They trail 8-1 right now. Drummond has been held scoreless, and she's going to drive in through the defense and get past Manzanero. So Drummond scores with 3:45 left in the first quarter, making it 8-3, Unitigo. Kayla Talbot, guarded by Shelby Medovich. Here comes Manzanero, down against Drummond, goes up. There's a foul before the shot. They'll call that on Drummond. Remember the heroic efforts that Miranda Drummond gave last year in the finals of the Section 4, the loss to Elmira Notre Dame. She fouled out with about 3 minutes to go, but she left it all on the court, literally. Her first foul, though, here. And traveling, good call by the official. Waves off the Menina basket. She made her move without dribbling the basketball. Sometimes that's not called, but it was there. 8-3, Unitigo surprising Harpersville out of the chute here. 3:26 to go in the opening quarter. Very early afternoon ball game. Drummond got a shot partially blocked. Good catch by Savannah Murray to keep the ball alive, and the ball goes out of bounds. 24 is in the game now for Harpersville. That's Tatiana Sosnowski. She's in for Marcy Ritter. Sosnowski is a junior. She was on the varsity last year as a sophomore. Pass inside to Medovich. The ball's on the floor with Manzanero and Medovich mixing it up. It'll be possession arrow in favor of the Lady Hornets. So it'll be Sosnowski to inbound underneath the Hornets basket. Unitigo playing a man-to-man on that. Long shot from Murray. Just off the mark. Manzanero rebounds. Comes up the left side. Double team right away. Passes cross court to Menina. Nice juke move to get by the defense. It's a 3-on-2. Woodard short jumper missed. Rebound, Newman kicks it out to Talbot. Talbot goes for three, blocked by Drummond. Oh, Drummond to Manzanero. A bang-bang play that lends to a foul on Manzanero. They got to each other at the same exact time. And now I see who had that other foul, and that was Casey Manzanero. So now an offense drop down as Courtney Bullis checks in, junior. But she will be assigned to Shelby Medovich on the defense. So we'll see where the offense comes from for Unitico. Drummond around a screen makes it look so easy. Driving in with a left hand. Now the game a little tighter at 8-5 with 2:35 to go. Menina will take it over at the point. Harpersville still in man-to-man, and it's Murray taking Menina. To Bullis, driving in. Nice bounce pass underneath. Going for Woodard, but getting inside of that pass was Sosnowski with a steal. Woodard committing the foul. That is her first. So that's five on Unitico. All five accounted for in my book. Spartans coming in at 6-2 overall, 4-0 in the league. And one of those losses, as I said earlier, in Florida against a Class B size school, but by only by 3 points. There's Drummond this time driving the right side. Equally potent, the left side or the right side. And while it took 5 minutes for Miranda Drummond to score her first basket, she has scored the last 6 points to make it an 8-7 game. Menina for three. Big time shot for Menina early on, as she's now got seven to lead all scorers. 11-7 Spartans. Murray with a minute 48 to go. High post to Sosnowski, guarded by Newman. Might have gotten a little piece on that block shot. Enough to make the shot miss. Menina taps it and recovers it herself. Up the floor she comes. Murray giving her the left hand to work with. Bounce pass to Talbot at the top of the key. To the right wing for Bullis. Goes right to the hoop. Goes up. Gets the shot blocked. Holly Henry in the game for Harpersville, a junior. So Courtney Bullis not afraid to take it to the basket twice. She'll inbound it now to Menina, wide open on the right for three, nails it again. Menina is on fire with 10 points in the first quarter, 14-7. So the largest lead back up to 7. They were at 8-1, then it was 8-7, now it's 14-7. 1:08 to play first quarter. Drummond looks right, drives left, and draws a foul. This is probably going to happen quite a bit. They will spread the defense, or spread the offense around, so that Drummond can either go around a screen or simply drive herself. She didn't run cross country this year, but she was the MAC cross country champion as a sophomore. Makes the first free throw. So she's got 7 points. Clock stopped with 1:06 to go. 14-8 the score. Second shot is good. So a couple of offensive weapons, one for each team, expected. Miranda Drummond, 8 of the 9 points for Harpersville. Unexpected. Sarah Menina, 10 of the 14 points for Unitico. Talbot, nice backdoor pass to Bullis. She is in a double team. Passes off to Woodard. Back to Menina, open left side for three. This one off the rim. Rebound, Woodard. Puts it back up. And the ball partially blocked. Coming back the other way is Medovich. On the left wing, out to Savannah Murray. Talbot still guarding Miranda Drummond one-on-one. And a travel called on Tatiana Sosnowski, guarded on the play by Cassidy Newman, and that'll turn the ball back over to the Lady Spartans, who have not trailed at all in this ballgame. 30 seconds remain, first quarter. And a bad inbounds pass, but recovered by Talbot. She and Menina mixed it up a little bit and could have turned it over, but they didn't. Newman driving in, and from behind, the trail official sees a foul on Holly Henry. Still a lot of underclassmen on this Harpersville team. Inbounds for Menina with 18 seconds to go. She's looking. There is Bullis on the left side, driving in, now stops. Might have lost her pivot foot. Oh, near steal by Murray. It's going to go out of bounds with 11 seconds to go. Sarah Menina just let it go out of bounds by the student section at Unitico. Now let's see what kind of play they have set up. Around the screen comes Talbot. She'll get the ball into the corner for Bullis. Bullis, the fake, now the pass cross-court to Newman. Newman drives in on the left side. Woodard with a rebound and can't hit the follow-up. Gets another chance. Oh, that one also misses. Tried to put it up and over the rim twice in a row, and it came back, right back to her. But Unitico still impressive on the first quarter performance, leading by 5, 14-9 as we go to the second quarter of live Tri-Town High School basketball action on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
When you go to a local ball game or a school concert or play, you're supporting your children and your community. When you give to the local hospital fundraising and other local charitable groups, you're contributing to the quality of all our lives. Right beside you, you'll find our member owners and our credit union's resources working for the life we live and helping to make it better. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, both teams have gone to their bench for a couple of players. Unitigo more by necessity because of the foul trouble to Robin Foster and Casey Manzanero. But so far, so good. Sarah Menina's offense, 2 3-pointers and 10 points overall, springboarding the Spartans to a 14-9 lead as we start the second quarter. And Unitigo has the ball with Kayla Talbot. Going down low for Woodard, picked off by Sosnowski. Good anticipation by number 24 in Harpersville. Up the floor comes Savannah Murray. Murray has been held without a shot or a score until now. A three-pointer by Savannah Murray. She is their best three-point threat. Averages about 3 per ball game. First shot from beyond the arc is good, and it makes it 14-12 right away. Talbot to the right side, backs off, goes to Menina around the screen, top of the key, missed it, or didn't shoot it, goes to Talbot, and that age-old problem for the girls' players is that they lift that first foot and make a move without dribbling the ball. They sort of shuffle both feet at the same time. Guys do it, they just do it in a different way. 14-12, though, so Harpersville can tie it or take the lead. Drummond around the screen, stopped off there by Newman, so she backs up, tries the three, missed it. Sosnowski in the corner along with Henry, but a little confusion between the two of them. So it's turned over to the Spartans. And up the floor comes Courtney Bullis, and nobody has her. All the way to the foul line. Slips a little bit, goes to Newman in the corner. Woodard recovers the ball. They double-team her, and a possession arrow. We'll give it to Harpersville. So with 6:50 left till half, another chance for the Spartans, or I should say the Hornets, to either take the lead or tie it. 14-12, Harpersville with the ball. They trail. They have not led at all. There's been no tie. Drummond going for the lead with a shot. Banked it in. Uh-oh, but it worked. 2 3-pointers in this quarter have now made that a 15-14. Unitigo actually did trail 1-0, so now this is the second time they're trailing by a point. Menina trying to get it back, missed it. Rebound up and in by Kayla Talbot. So another lead change. Talbot's first basket of the game. Nice offensive boards for Unitigo. They've got at least half a dozen offensive rebounds. A total of 10 minutes into the ballgame because there's 6 minutes to go. There's Drummond for another three. Around the rim, no good. Rebound Talbot. Drummond comes in and is called for the foul and does not exactly understand that call. But Talbot securely had the rebound. Now Drummond with 2 fouls will not come out of the game, but Savannah Murray, the senior, coming over and just letting Miranda knows she's got to back off a little bit on those kind of plays because she is not coming out of the game, I'm sure, if Harpersville can help it. Menina gets the ball from Talbot, throws it up for three. Missed it this time. She had two in a row, but misses this time. Woodard tapped the ball up. It goes in, and she's fouled. So in a most unlikely series of events there, Woodard lost the rebound once, twice, but the other girls tapped it up. She, being the tall one, grabbed it, turned it around, put it in, and was fouled. And the foul called on Sosnowski of Harpersville. So each team with six team fouls. Woodard's first points. And this free throw misses. It's 18-15. That was the first free throw for Unitigo in the game. What looked like a good offensive play for Harpersville, the ball got tipped in the lane, and it's turned back over to Unitigo. Take too long to recap it now because the Spartans are on offense. Cassidy Newman, Sarah Menina, Marissa Woodard, Courtney Bullis, and Kayla Talbot on the floor. Talbot at the foul line. Open is Bullis on the right side. She'll take it, and it banks in! Well, both teams have had a bank shot that was not intended. One counted for three, one counted for two, and it's back up to a five-point lead. Foul on away from the ball. That foul's going to go on Shelby Medovich on what looked like an illegal screen to the official. So it's a team foul, but not a shooting foul. And that'll be Shelby's first foul. Bullis gets the inbound. Oh, almost ran. Kayla Talbot almost ran into her. And now the cool heads prevail with Sarah Menina coming up the floor, guarded by Savannah Murray. Murray just gives her her left hand, knowing that she's mostly right-handed. But Sarah can go left, too. She just did, and passed to Newman. Newman off the glass, too short. And the ball's loose. It's Sosnowski. Quick outlet to Drummond. Up the right side. Nobody's picking her up until about the foul line. Drummond, open is Medovich. She fights her, missed it. Drummond with the offensive board, and she draws the foul. Clock stops with 4:25 to go till half. Foul is on Cassidy Newman, and now she's picked up her second. Both teams with seven in the column there. So Drummond at the line to shoot two, misses the first one. Drummond leading all scorers with 11 points. 2 for 3 from the line this far, and a three-pointer that banked in. Sarah Menina with 10 points in the first quarter. 2 3-pointers. This shot misses. Woodard with a rebound, but she brought it down, and the ball got taken away. However, on the floor, a hustling Holly Henry call for travel as she tried to pass it. Very strange when that whistle blew. But it is turned back over to Unitigo with 4:15 to go. Talbot. Now Talbot's picked up by Murray, so she must be the up girl on the defense. Around the screen comes Menina. She's driving left side. Double team off to Talbot. Talbot to Bullis at the top of the key. Bullis guarded by Drummond. Bounce pass to Newman in the corner. Back out to Talbot. And Talbot again sliding that back foot. Call for the travel. It's turned back over to Harpersville with 3:56 left in the half. 20-15. And the chess match continues here. Decent offense, a lot of good defense. Drummond behind the screen, had a shot. Talbot quickly made sure she didn't take it. Murray stops and pops at the foul line, off the front of the rim, off to the left. Drummond with another rebound and putback. And this time she's fouled by Marissa Woodard, who's now picked up her second. There are four Spartan players with two fouls each. And so Drummond comes to the line to shoot two more. She missed her last two, now has missed three in a row. And Coach Bonskowski asking Robin Foster if she can stay out of that third foul with 3:39 left to go till half. She comes in for Marissa Woodard. Drummond misses the fourth one in a row. But Medovich, Henry, hustling for part of the rebound. Bullis got the other part. And it's just a 50-50 coin flip here, and that's going to go to Unitigo. And they have the ball with a five-point lead, 3:34 to go. Bullis and Menina. Out Sarah coming up. She's guarded this time by Medovich to the right side. Into the corner now for Foster. Ball knocked away by Sosnowski of Harpersville. So Menina will inbound a little farther out beyond the paint. Couple of screens. There is Bullis on the right beyond the arc. Looking down low. Ball stolen away by Tatiana Sosnowski. And here come the Harpersville Hornets. Drummond pops it for three. No, too hard. And the rebound to Newman. So up the floor comes Sarah Menina to the left side for Bullis. Bullis back to Foster. Left baseline shot. Too hard. Rebound on the weak side by Murray. Murray looking up the floor. Nobody there. She takes it herself. Oh, nice hesitation move off the glass, but no good. Rebound to Foster. Outlets to Talbot, and Unitigo will get another chance on the offense with 2:42 left in the half. 20-15. We've had a stall in points here recently. Talbot wide open right side. High arcing shot off. No good. Rebound Bullis on the left baseline. And she forced a bounce pass into Foster, kicked away by Drummond. Bullis was in a nice position to get the rebound, but gave up her dribble a little bit too soon. Had her back to the basket. Spartans will stack it up a little bit on the left side as they get ready for an inbound. And I'm not sure why the official's coming over to the scorer's table. It's not a jump ball situation. It was simply a kick. Oh, probably shot clock. So it's 28 seconds. Yep, that's right, because it was an offensive rebound, and the pass got kicked away. All right, the inbounds comes to Menina. Left side three-pointer. Oh, did that look good from this angle? I had a direct line on it. Sarah is back, popping the three-pointer. She's got three in the game, 13 overall. It's the largest lead of the ball game for Unitigo at 8 points. Pass in the paint, gets away. Wrestling free is Foster, but not quite in control. It's a possession arrow, and that's Harpersville's turn to take it with 2:11 to go. Coming up at Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report, hopefully a talk with either Coach Mike Hamilton or Matt Hafley, the athletic director, on the Dan Wickham Wrestling Tournament. That will be an all-day affair tomorrow. And the reason why they're playing it so early, this game, early this afternoon. All right, the inbound on a second try. Foul underneath. Oh, if that's on Foster, that's three. Is that 12 or 13? That was 12. Foster with her third foul. So now we'll see junior Michaela Reynolds come in a second. This is a 1-1. And now Drummond makes it. She made two, missed four, and now where you have to make it to get a second shot, she made it. Foster sits down, and Michaela Reynolds, the junior, comes in, number 21, returning player for Unitigo, her first time today. This time Drummond's second shot will not go in. Rebound by Newman. So with 2 minutes to play, it's 23-16. Spartans by seven. They've led most of the way. We've had three lead changes and no ties. Around the screen comes Talbot. Talbot thought about a shot, didn't take it. There's Menina with that shuffling of the feet. Called for the travel. Harpersville will also make a substitution. Espy Gutierrez is back in the ballgame, the senior, number 15, replacing Holly Henry. So it's Murray, Medovich, Drummond, Gutierrez, and Sosnowski for Harpersville. Spartans staying in a man-to-man. Still, Miranda Drummond had 11 points in a short amount of time. Other than that, they have kept her in check. Timeout asked for by Coach Kurt Ahrensbeck. It's a full timeout with a minute 40 to go in the second quarter. Unitigo 23, Harpersville 16. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Are you ready? Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
A.O. Fox Hospital of Oneonta is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. A.O. Fox has been caring for families in the Tri-County area for over 100 years and is proud to feature the same technology as some of today's leading cancer centers. A.O. Fox supports high school sports on WCDO and wishes our local teams the best of luck.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
All right, action-packed first half to say the least, and lots more to come. Right now, Harpersville coming out of the timeout with the ball, trailing 23-16. Miranda Drummond dribbling, finally kicks it out to Medovich. Medovich might have gotten away with the same play that they called the travel on Menina before. Medovich shoots once and misses, gets it back all on the left side, and gets fouled by Michaela Reynolds. Reynolds gets a foul, and that is the ninth. It's a shooting foul, so it's going to be two anyway. Medovich early on was, she scored the first point, going one for two. Hits the first one here, gives herself 2 points, of course. Only three players have scored for Harpersville. Six have scored for Unitico. Shot misses. Rebound Newman. Cassidy Newman with a one-hand rebound. Minute 18 to play in this first half, 23-17. Six-point lead for Unitico. They led by as many as eight and trailed by as many as one on two different occasions. Menina driving in on Medovich. Kicks it back out. Lost her balance. Passes to Bullis. Bullis looked down low for Reynolds. Nice deny defense by Sosnowski, knocks it out of bounds. Spartans retain possession with 10 on the shot clock. And that's enough to say for Coach Greg Bonskowski, I think I got a play in mind. So we'll stay here because we took a break such a short time ago. Just a reminder for games coming up. The next two games I will not be participating in, taking the annual Las Vegas trip. So what we're going to do is turn the mic over on next Tuesday to Nate Lull. It'll be Unadilla Valley, also undefeated in the MAC, taking on Harpersville at Harpersville. Girls game at 7:15, 7 o'clock, Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show. Thursday and Friday, Friday the 18th, right back here for what could be the game of the year in the boys. Sydney at Unitigo, 7:15 start, 7 o'clock, Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show. And then two BG at Sydney games after exams are over on the 24th, the girls, and the 25th, the boys. All right, Unitigo goes to the offense, and Harpersville, nice job to ruin Unitigo's plans. The shot clock down to one, and there's no way they're going to get that off. Or was there a change of possession, and now the officials are going to confer, but will they concur? It will be turned over to Unitigo, apparently not a real possession by Harpersville. They messed the possession up of Unitigo, but I don't think they ever really grabbed the ball to switch the shot clock. So, in my opinion, good call and good defense by Harpersville. Good hustle by Unitigo to retain the ball. And let's see. They'd started action, and now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, 5 and 5. Not sure that it's a do-over, I guess, if nothing else, a do-over. So with hard-charging Sarah Menina guarding Savannah Murray, forces a pass that was knocked away by Cassidy Newman. Did you get that on film? That was good. 23-17 with 26 seconds still to go. Down the middle comes Menina, puts it up, and is fouled. Just about had a chance for a three-point play, but drew the foul nonetheless on Shelby Medovich. The sophomore picks up her second personal foul. So that brings Sarah Menina to the line for the first time tonight. She is the game's high scorer with 13 points. First one is up and good. Sarah, normally the playmaker who makes sure other players score, is the one making it happen tonight for Unitigo. This shot is short. So 21 seconds to go. Quickly comes Drummond, guarded by Talbot. Gave up her pass and almost recovered, or is it recovered? No, it's going to be a possession error. My goodness. Murray and Talbot on the floor, but they looked at each other and smiled, and I like that. Good sportsmanship. 9 seconds to go. It'll be a 50-50 call here. It will go to Unitigo with 9 seconds on the clock. See how they fix this. Into Menina, apparently. She'll go one-on-one with 5 seconds to go. Up the court she comes. Crossover dribble. Three-point shot off the glass. No good. And there will be no follow-up shot. Wow, what a first half. Wow, 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 what a first half. 24-17, Unitigo by 7 over Harpersville. To hold Harpersville to 17 first half points, utterly amazing and impressive. So we've got an interview scheduled here with Matt Hapley. It'll be about the Dan Wickham tournament, wrestling tournament starting tomorrow. We will, and that's the reason we're here so early today, so we'll blame it all on him when he gets up here with a microphone, and we'll be back with the Maravito Energy Products Halftime Report. Unitigo 24, Harpersville 17. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
For 85 years, the people of Maravito have delivered energy, fuel, and food, service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Maravito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Maravito, our people make energy different.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla,
that's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at manginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Kemper, a Unitron business, home office, Jacksonville, Florida.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. It is halftime at Unitigo with the score at 24-17. Unitigo has led just about all the way. We've had three lead changes, no ties. Unitigo led by Sarah Menina with 14 points, including 3 three-pointers. Harpersville, as expected, led by Miranda Drummond with 12 points, although she's only 3 of 8 from the foul line. She does have a three-pointer. So here we go. Our halftime report on WCDO brought to you by Bravado Energy Products, celebrating 85 years of delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call 563-HEAT. So with all eyes on the guy next to me, I get a chance to give him some airtime, which he always liked when he was in high school but never got. So now it's his chance. Now, we're here in the afternoon because of a big wrestling tournament tomorrow. So instead of spending all night setting up wrestling mats, we're doing this basketball game early. And Matt Hafley, the athletic director and Unitigo graduate on top of that. First of all, great game here tonight, huh?
Yeah, the girls are playing really well. Harpersville's a very good team. So, you know, hopefully we can keep it up here for another half. And Coach Bonskowski will be happy with a win.
Good game plan and a good game by both teams so far, and hopefully we keep that going. But, again, we're here early because setup time is tonight for the wrestling match tomorrow, or the wrestling tournament, the Dan Wickham wrestling tournament. And you got, I hear you have 15 teams coming in. Give us a quick overview of what's happening tomorrow.
We have 15 teams coming in from all over the state, from as far from Saranac, up in the North Country, all the way to Middletown, down in the southern part of the state. Some local teams, Sydney, Walton, Delhi, Unadilla Valley, along with Unitigo.
Okay.
Some teams from the Binghamton area, Vestal and Shenango Valley will be here. So it should be a good mix of some local teams and some teams from not around here.
How about, three-mat setup earlier?
Three-mat setup here in the gym, main gym only.
Okay.
Plans tentatively right now are to stay on three mats all day, and when we get to the finals round, wrestle first place match on one mat, third place match on another, and then the fifth place match on the third mat all at the same time, just in an effort to get people in and out of here. You know,
okay.
Saranac's got a long trip back home.
They
don't want to be out on the road all night.
Okay, so when are the preliminary matches going on?
The first round's going to start at 9 a.m., and then we're going to move right along through it with very minimal, if any, breaks. Be $5 all day. We're not going to charge separately for the finals. $5 for adults, $3 for students.
Okay.
And
Dan Wickham is not here, and I know in past years he's been here to hand out awards and whatnot.
He has. I think we'll get one of our former wrestlers here whose name's on the corrective gym wall quite a bit. Bert Bullis, who's a father of some of the girls here that play, likes to help hand out the awards.
The one's so. Named Bullis, you mean?
Yes.
Okay.
Those two.
Okay. It's his birthday today, too. I've given him a hard time. You know, let's go back to the Athlete of the Week show in 1987, where he was one of the first. He was the first one, and Nicole, then Bennett, then Crom. His daughter's playing varsity ball, and Nicole Crom's daughter, Taylor, is playing varsity ball for Sydney. So when those two play next week, it'll be the first time kids of Athlete of the Week will have ever played against each other. I think that's cool.
Very.
Yeah, I think it's awesome. So Matt doing a nice job here, and you know what? For having my skepticism for starting at 4:45 for a varsity meet or match here tonight, a basketball game, I think it went off very well, and the game is living up to a billing.
Yeah, we hope so. Hopefully, it keeps going, and I don't think that the time change affects the girls too much. They're used to practicing, right? They're 17-year-old kids. They can bounce back from anything. You and I might not be able to
do the
same.
I think you still go to the movies tonight.
That's
terrible.
Right.
All right. So thanks, Matt. It wasn't so bad, was it?
Not too bad, I guess.
All right. Matt Hafley, the athletic director here at Unitigo, and actually keeping the clock today. So he's doing, like, triple duties, and all I have to do is sit up here and yak. Thanks a lot. All right. Well, we'll take a break and give you the actual real scoring of all the girls in this game. As we get ready for the third quarter, Bravado Energy Products Halftime Report. If you're just tuning in, it is Unitigo 24, Harpersville 17. It's a great game. We've got a second half still to play. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. And I'm trying to do the camera girl's job, too. We've got 14 points for Sarah Menina. We mentioned that for Una Tigo, Robin Foster, Kayla Talbot, Casey Manzanero, Courtney Bullis, and Marissa Woodard, all with two. And all of them have at least two fouls, so that's except for Bullis. So that's a concern for Una Tigo going into the second half. They are 1-for-3 from the foul line, have not gotten there much, but they have 3 three-pointers off the hands of number 22, Sarah Menina. For Harpersville, we mentioned 12 points for Miranda Drummond. She's 2-for-8 from the foul line. Shelby Medovich is 2-for-4. And other than that, just a three-pointer by Savannah Murray. So 3 two-pointers for Harpersville. They were skunked in the second quarter from the field with the exception of the three-pointers by Murray and Drummond. So three two-pointers, 2 three-pointers, and 5-for-12 from the foul line. That's where we stand, and 5-6-3 Heat, Maravito Energy Products, our halftime sponsor. We are back to the action already for the second half with Una Tigo still playing in man-to-man defense, and a three-second call will buy me a little extra time to see who's on the floor. Casey Manzanero is back to start the second half along with Kayla Talbot, who's done a nice job on Miranda Drummond, Robin Foster, and Marissa Woodard. So the normal starters in there for Una Tigo. We'll see how long that lasts with foul trouble. Coming in is Manzanero, scooping up over Drummond, but missed the shot. But Marissa Woodard is on the weak side to catch the ball and put it right back up for the bank shot. And 4 points for her, 26-17. Now the largest lead of the game. Drummond for three, trying to answer. Misses short. Rebound Foster on the inside this time. To Menina up the right side for Una Tigo. Oh, she sees Marissa Woodard. Woodard brought the ball down and found that number 4, Marcy Ritter, was right there to grab it. That's a possession arrow. Una Tigo will actually benefit from this as an inbounds play to set up. Out to Menina around the screen. Three-pointer left side just off the rim, but it flies back out right in her hands. Foster, now to Woodard. The turnaround is good. Woodard teetered on the rim with that shot. Two in a row for her, 28-17, and the lead grows to 11. Miranda Drummond is picked up by Talbot. Fakes a go-around a screen to the left, kicks it right. And now it's Savannah Murray for three off the back of the rim. Rebound to Woodard. She brought the ball down, and yet again, there's number 4, Marcy Ritter, ready to grab it. It is such an instinctual, I don't care how tall you are, it's so instinctual when you grab the ball to bring it down. And I think what Coach Kerr Ahrensbeck has figured out through scouting is if she brings it down, challenge it. And so far, they've done that very well. Harpersville comes in with Drummond inside. Fairly easy basket, making it 28-19. And Coach Bonskowski saw something he didn't like at all about that inbounds play. Harpersville made the change, and so a quick timeout by Coach Bonds. And with 6:35 to go, it's 28-19, still 9-point lead for Una Tigo, and this is a very short timeout. We'll have the MBT Bank Outstanding Offense and Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award coming up at the conclusion of this game. And boy, is it up for grabs both ways already. Menina for Una Tigo, Drummond for Harpersville, lighting up the scoreboard. But right now, nobody's helping Drummond on the Harpersville side. Drummond trying to stay out of foul trouble, and just as I just got out of my lips, she gets called for her third foul. Well, there was a switch on defense, and Drummond was the one guilty of the hold. Manzanero, nice drive in on Drummond. Oh, the ball pops loose, picked up by Murray. Drummond trying not to get that fourth foul. It worked in her favor. Murray guarded by Menina. Almost stolen by Sarah to Sosnowski right back to Murray for three. Missed it. Medovic gets the long rebound. It's Medovic, Gutierrez, Drummond, Murray, and Sosnowski. Here, a drive by Medovic comes up short. And the shot blocked by Woodard. Woodard with a recovery. Menina had Foster way down low. And oh, goodness. A full court pass would have gotten an easy two. They didn't see her. Driving in is Manzanero off the glass too hard. Foster with an offensive board. No, too wild to the left. Rebound Medovic. Foster stays away from her fourth foul. Boy, that was close. Medovic waits for the defense to go by. Shoots. Just rolls off the rim. Rebound Drummond. Who else? She'll be back to the line. See who that foul's on. That's going to go on Casey Manzanero, and that will be her third. So concern right away as Manzanero gets her third foul. Robin Foster came into the half with three fouls. Drummond picked up her third foul on Harpersville, but right now she's at the line to shoot two, making the first one. 5:31, clock is stopped for the second free throw, which is good. So the streaky shooter, Miranda Drummond, at the line continues. Missed two, or made two, missed four, and has now made three out of four. She's just going to the line a lot, but that's a typical Miranda Drummond performance. 28-21 is the score. Unitico still on top by seven. Posting up a little beyond the paint was Casey Manzanero, and she just drew the foul as she tried to back her way in, and Medovic pushed back, and that's her third foul. So both teams have two key players with three fouls. Inbounds pass to Menina. Foster at the foul line. Oh, shuffled her feet. Will get called for the travel. A little bit of indecision, and that's to be understood based on what the defense gave her. So up the floor they come again. Left side is Drummond. A screen by Gutierrez. Drummond could have gone back to a wide open SP Gutierrez, but it's going the other way, and you can hear the backlash. You can hear the backlash on Unitigo Spartan fans sounders as Drummond blitzed her way into a double team, and in this case draws the foul. But the foul is on Kayla Talbot, and that is only the first on Kayla Talbot. So if you're going to get a foul called, get it on somebody who didn't have any. This shot for Drummond, oh my goodness. The ball looked like it was just going to settle in, and something mysterious made it pop out. 28-21, 5:02 to go. Spartans still lead. Shot is missed, and there is a violation. So after two makes, there's two misses, and Harpersville will press. This is usually what gets Harpersville some of their early points. They didn't get that this time. Manzanero, give and go to Menina. Down the left side, ball get batted free. It's Talbot with the ball. Around a pivot goes to Menina on the left wing. Sarah comes back out to the top of the key, guarded by Miranda Drummond. Bounce pass to the left for Manzanero. 11 on the shot clock. Manzanero drives all the way, scores it, and she's fouled. Casey Manzanero sniffing out the offensive lane to the basket. That foul will be called on Sosnowski, her second. That's three team fouls on Harpersville. Her third three-point shot, for Manzanero is good. She's got 5 points, and it's 31-21. Not their largest lead. That was 11. Oh, nearly a steal by Talbot against Drummond. Nice play by Kayla Talbot, but even better play for Drummond to get the ball recovered. Possession arrows. Both teams have players on the floor. Gutierrez and Talbot. There's been some really good defensive plays. 31-21 Unitigo. 4:22 to go in the third quarter. Both teams, both coaches have to proportion their timeouts for when they really, really need them. Drummond stepping in the passing lane to deflect the ball out of bounds. A pass intended for Manzanero. from Menina. 20 on the shot clock. Menina goes to Talbot on the safety pass. Picked up by Murray. Menina, right side. Oh, she's open for three. This one taken a little too quickly. Manzanero almost got the offensive board. The ball rolls toward the out-of-bounds. Drummond tried to dribble it, not pick it up, and she paid the price. It's turned over to Unitigo. The inbounds from Menina again to Talbot. Talbot guarded by Savannah Murray. Both teams staying in man-to-man. Around the screen comes Manzanero. Three-pointer left side. No, it's short. Rebound Woodard off the glass. No good. Rebound Medovic. Foster stays out of harm's way. Almost got her fourth. She pulled back at the right time. Medovic just beyond the foul line. No, it's short. Rebound Drummond. Puts it up and in. Miranda Drummond with 17 of her team's 23 points. It's usually Miranda Drummond is the high scorer, but not this high of a percentage. Murray guarded by Talbot. Unitigo fans wanted a hold, and there's a foul away from the ball. There's a push somewhere. Defense or offense is going to be a defensive push. No, it's going to be an offensive push. Hang on just a minute. Did he call 33? Yes, all right. Because Unitigo is starting to take the ball out. This one is on Marissa Woodard. That's her third. Three players for Unitigo with three fouls. Two Harpersville players with three fouls. All key components of their team. Drummond fakes the going around the screen. Goes to the left. Kicks it off to Medovic. Shot blocked by Manzanero. Inside Drummond, but from behind. What looked like, I will be honest, looked like a clean block for Robin Foster. Results in a fourth personal foul. That's Robin's first foul of the second half, but that's number four in the game. So now how strong is the bench for both sides? Drummond cashes in the first of two free throws that she's given. 31-23. With all the foul trouble that Unitigo's in, they're still leading this team by seven. Harpersville undefeated at 8-0. 5-0 in the MAC. Second shot by Drummond is off the mark. Woodard rebounds, keeps it high, and outlets to Menina. Much better technically there. Newman, cross court to Manzanero. Comes in on Drummond. Oh, lost her balance. And a possession arrow ensues after the ball got tied up between Sosnowski and Manzanero. Well, every little piece of contact, I'll be honest with you, every little piece of contact from either side is going to emit a sound through this microphone of disgust until there's a basket that goes in. Then you'll hear the real cheering. It's a shot by Miranda Drummond for three, and it's good. 21 points for Miranda Drummond, and the ball game now is a four-point spread. 2:36 to go in the third quarter, 31-27. Unitigo on a little bit of a scoring drought. Talbot goes for a shot just inside the three-point line, missed it. Manzanero going for the save and does. Pass from Woodard down to Cassidy Newman, and a fantastic play for Unitigo to save that ball from going out of bounds and scoring within 2 seconds. Good team play. 33-27. Now it's Murray for three. Missed it. Long rebound comes out to Medovic. Puts it up. The foul is going to be called, I think, on Casey Manzanero. It is. So that's the fourth on Manzanero, and Greg Bonskowski now is at a crossroads. He's got Foster and Manzanero each with four fouls. Marissa Woodard with three. The guards are staying out of foul trouble. It's the forwards and Shelby Medovic. One of only three Harpersville players to score. Makes the first free throw of a sequence of two for the third time in the game. One in each quarter. Courtney Bullis checks in. Second shot spins out. Rebound Drummond. She's going to drive. She's going to dribble all the way back outside the arc and see what else they can do. Probably should have put it right back up. 21 seconds on the shot clock. Drummond. Guarded by Talbot again. Way back, takes the three and misses. Rebound to Cassidy Newman. Newman bounced past to Menina, and she's going to survey the field before she runs up side by side with Shelby Medovic of Harpersville, who's got three fouls. 33-28 Unitigo. Minute 32 to go in the third quarter. Around the screen comes Bullis. Bullis, couple of dribbles, drives in. Oh, nice pass into Woodard. She missed the shot, but is fouled. Courtney Bullis drove in on the right side, drew a double team, just flipped the ball right over the defense to Marissa Woodard. She didn't make the shot, but she'll get two at the foul line. Tatiana Sosnowski picks up her third foul. So Marissa Woodard, who is 0 for 1 from the line and 6 points, will get two shots here with a minute 26 to play and a Unitigo 5-point lead, 33-28. Shot is up and off the back of the rim. Substitution, Sosnowski comes out with the three fouls. Holly Henry comes in, the junior. Woodard shoots in a silent gym and makes the shot. The only time the gym's been silent. 7 points for Woodard. And it is Murray back out to Henry. Her shot way off, and Woodard rebounds for Unitigo. And Savannah Murray, to her credit, did not give up on that rebound. She knew Woodard was going to outlet, and she did, to Menina. Murray almost got the steal. Menina directing traffic. She's done a great job coming up the floor all game long under pressure situation. Menina, nice back door to Newman. Got the shot blocked. Kicks it right out to Menina for three. It's off the mark. Rebound, Newman. Traveling. She had an indecision or an indecisive moment. She wanted to pass it. The pass wasn't going to materialize, so she decided to keep it, and all that indecision, that's a travel. But good hustle on Unitigo's part to keep those possessions going on their side. They lead by 6 with 53 seconds to go. Murray getting some treatment by the Unitigo fans. Drummond trying to go through a double team. There's going to be a foul called, I think, on Kayla Talbot. Yes, that'll be her second foul with 44 seconds to go. A fresh 30-second clock, apparently. So Medovich will inbound for Harpersville. It's Drummond, right side three-pointer. Swish! Oh, my. 24 points for the junior. 12 points in this quarter, mind you. 34-31, trying to will her team back. They trail by three. Newman, guarded by Medovich, and Woodard way out there by the Unitigo Spartan symbol at half court. Talbot, just inside the three-point line. It's good, but it's a two-pointer. Correctly called the two-pointer. Kayla Talbot with a big basket. She's got 4 points, 36-31. 13 points left. Or 13 points, 13 seconds. And by the time I finish that, it's down to 8. Drummond driving in. A blocking call as Drummond knows how to draw the fouls and the attention of the ref in that regard. So Cassidy Newman will be in the three-foul club. And Miranda Drummond will take her familiar spot at the foul line with 7 seconds left. First shot is up and good. 36-32, Unitigo. Harpersville led 1-0 and 15-14. Unitigo's led all the other time. Ball around the rim, up off, above the rim, and finally falling through. 26 points out of the 33 her team has totaled. 3 seconds to go. Talbot for half court. Oh, almost made that. Oh, my goodness. So Harpersville battles back to trail by three, 36-33. Unitigo, can they upend the Harpersville streak at 8? You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Bellevue Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Bellevue Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back to the fourth quarter. Nice pass from Sarah Menina to Kayla Talbot. A nice little four-footer, and boy, that's not easy to shoot either. Unitigo, a nice first possession. And let me tell you, 38-33 Unitigo. All but 6 points for Harvestville scored by this young lady, Miranda Drummond, who misses the three-pointer. Holly Henry chases into the corner and goes right back to Drummond. Drummond has been guarded by Kayla Talbot, who's done a phenomenal job driving in Drummond, and there are bodies on the floor, but no whistle until the ball goes out of bounds and a foul is called. That's gonna go on Cassidy Newman, her fourth, and Drummond... Let me say this. If you go back 20 years let's do the foul shots first. I think I'll wait till the timeout to make my point. But the two shots coming for Marcy Ritter. All but 6 points. She misses the first one. All but 6 points on this floor for Harpersville. 33 points, 27 scored by Miranda Drummond. Incredible. Marcy Ritter trying to become the fourth Harpersville player just to score. And she missed it. Now there's a foul. I think somebody for Harpersville pushed. No, the shooter. That's a rarity. Marcy Ritter gets called for the foul. That's the fifth foul for Harpersville. So it's a while for the bonus to take effect. Menina waving Talbot forward so that she can go one-on-one with Shelby Menevich, who's got three fouls, don't forget. Around the screen, Menina. Set the screen was Woodard. And looking right. Dribbling left. She needs some help. Goes to Newman. Now to Bullis. Bullis off her leg. It's picked up by Murray, but she's one on two. Murray, crossover, puts it up and scores. Savannah Murray with 5 points. The second score for Harpersville. 38-35. Menina, steal by Murray. Menina tried to call the play. Murray got the steal. Medovich, the turnaround, no good. Rebound, nobody. No, it's Marcy Ritter with it. Free ball, Woodard with the rebound. Well, she certainly is not letting the ball down below shoulder level now. And after Menina got the ball stolen away for the first time, she is much more careful. Menina on the left side, still dribbling. Now it's Bullis. Bullis to the high post, sloppy pass, and Newman couldn't grab it. Murray up ahead to Drummond. Drummond makes the easy layup. And a timeout asked for by Greg Bonskowski. I think he wants to get Manzanero and Foster back in there if he can. 38-37, Unitigo by one. 6:06 to play in this game. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world, and we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, the point I wanted to make before that I get just a tad of a chance to do now, as Miranda Drummond has gone to the line over 16 times. 20 years ago in the old Susquehanna Association, you had Pam DeMund from Sydney, you had Jill Kathman from Delhi, you had Ann Donnelly from Unitigo, you had a couple of girls, the Thayer girl from Regina Thayer from Harpersville. I mean, you had girls that knew how to get to the foul line and knew how to get that ref to blow the whistle and get them free throws. And Miranda Drummond is one of those types of players. I haven't seen that in the MAC girls in a long time, and she's one of them. Menina Right side three-pointer off the back of the rim. Rebound, Robin Foster puts it up. Oh, it almost went in. Foster had just returned along with Casey Manzanero. Coach Bonskowski taking the gamble, getting his two main players on the offense to be back in the game with four fouls. This time it is Marcy Ritter on the foul. Foster with the offensive rebound. She's been held to 2 points, but she's got a chance to extend her team's lead beyond the 1 point, and does on the first one anyway. I mean, Ann Donnelly, Pam DeMond, Jill Kaufman, the members I just mentioned, they're all Section 4 Hall of Famers. Jennifer Coletta from Green is another one. She wound up going Penn State field hockey, but she was a tremendous basketball player. She also would get 12, 14 free throws a night. Here's the next shot. Up and good. Two very big free throws for Robin Foster. 40-37. This game's going to settle somewhere in the 50s and still have great defense attached to it. Medovich to the elbow. Looking for help. Gets it to Sosnowski. Ball is loose. Here comes Drummond driving in and misses the shot. She gets her own rebound, missed it, and Marissa Woodard with the rebound. And she's going to be fouled somewhere in there. She held on to it this time and was fouled by Sosnowski, who has picked up three fouls in the second half of three of her four fouls in the second half. And now it is bonus time for Unitigo. It'll be Marissa Woodard to shoot free throws. Sosnowski comes out. She did not start in this game, but has certainly had her presence felt. She's replaced by starter, senior SB Gutierrez, who comes in. Marissa Woodard, this is a 1-1. Shot is up, and it is no good. The rebound, oh, Woodard coming over the top of the girl, boxing her out. That's going to be four on Woodard. So here's the foul situation for Unitigo. Foster with four, Talbot with two, Manzanero with four, Newman with four, Woodard with four. This will be the last 1-1 situation for Harpersville. It'll be Savannah Murray at the line. Or no, take that back. Marcy Ritter at the line. Now she missed two earlier. This is a 1-1. She needs this to get a second shot. It is up, and it's no good. Woodard rebounds. She stays in the game. Oh, outlet pass stolen by Murray. Goes up, missed it, and that's going to be a fifth foul. I'm Marissa Woodard. So the tall player for Unitigo, their only real tall presence inside, has fouled out in a matter of moments. But she finishes with 7 points and a slew of defensive rebounds. She was 1-for-4 from the foul line. This is going to definitely change the style of play for Coach Bonskowski, but a timeout by Coach Kerr Ahrensbeck to talk it over. 5:23 to go, 40-37. Unitigo clings to a three-point lead. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball at WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, yet another player for Harpersville who has not scored in this game gets a chance to bring their team back closer than 3 points, and it's Esperanza Gutierrez who makes the first shot. 28 points for Miranda Drummond, the other 10 coming from Savannah Murray's 5, Shelby Medovich's 3, and Gutierrez's 1, and missed the shot. Drummond with a follow-up, but that one rolls off the rim. Rebound by Manzanero, and aggressively at that. Goodness. Manzanero gives to a cutting Sarah Menina, but that's just to get the ball over half court. Medovich guarding her, and Foster trying to spin around to get open. on Marcy Ritter, and Ritter will be called for the foul. That's her third. So Robin Foster comes to the line. So what Bonskowski, the coach of Utatigo, is doing right now, he's bringing Courtney Bullis in on offensive situations and Manzanero, or on defensive situations, Manzanero on offensive situations, trying to keep her in the ball game. The shot by Foster, though, misses. Here comes Drummond up the floor. Harpersville trailing by two. They have not seen the lead since 15-14. They've trailed by as many as 11. Drummond dribbling. Picked up by Talbot around the screen. Stays with her, though. And a traveling call on Marcy Ritter. I only saw the hands going back, or, you know, both hands on the ball. I didn't see the feet, but the referee certainly did. Well, Bullis comes out as expected for the offensive Manzanero. Sosnowski comes in for the defense with Ritter sitting on the bench. Well, this is where the coaches certainly earn their stripes. And believe me, they're not in it for the money. They're in it because of the love of the game, and that's what's going on here. 40-38, 4:35 to go in this ball game. Will it go to OT? Manzanero driving in on Drummond. Goes up, a little short on the shot. The ball is free. Drummond has it. It just winds up in her hands. She didn't do anything special to get it. It just came to her hands. Here's Murray for three. Could take the lead. No, off the mark. Rebound is Manzanero, and she's fouled by Sosnowski. Drummond risking a fourth foul. Came crashing in for that rebound. Manzanero was able to handle it and was fouled. And that will be Sosnowski's fifth. She will foul out without scoring a point. Casey Manzanero averaging in double figures. She was their leading scorer in Florida. She's been their leading scorer the last 3 years, but she is at the foul line now for the second time. She's been held to just 5 points. Many of that is because of foul trouble. This will be the last one and one. Shot is up, and it's missed. So here comes Drummond. Trailing by two, Harpersville can now tie it or take the lead. Murray gets the ball handed off by Drummond. Back to Drummond. Drummond gets a screen. Talbot stays there. And Newman tries to help out defensively until Talbot catches up. No harm done. The shot clock down to 10. It is Medovic at the foul line. Nice crossover dribble. Lefty layup is good. What a play. Our first tie of the ball game. Shelby Medovic down the lane for her first basket and 5 points for number five. Menina comes over half court and waits for the coach to call timeout. Tied at 40. 3:43 left in this game. Could it go into OT? You betcha it could. We'll see if it does. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of Live Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
I want to thank Joe Gardner back at the station running things smoothly as Captain Kirk on our Starship Enterprise. But 40-40 is our score here. This has been an amazing game. We still don't know who's going to win this one, and that's the way high school basketball should be, right down to the wire. It is Sarah Menina. Nice pass over to Kayla Talbot. Talbot's had a couple of baskets in the second quarter. Goes to Sarah Menina, who's been held scoreless in the second half. There's Robin Foster with a little soft jumper. Missed. Ball kept alive by Newman, but Drummond gets it instead. Here comes Drummond down the floor. They could take a lead. The layup is good. And that brings Harpersville fans to their feet. 42-40. Menina, again, slowly up court, waiting for instructions from Bonskowski, but this gym is getting loud. Talbot, around the screen. And a push on Cassidy Newman, and that will be her fifth foul. They're going to say an illegal screen. And so the day for Cassidy Newman has come to an end. She'll watch this one from the bench, scoring just 2 points, but having a big effect on this game today. So with five fouls, the coach gets 60 seconds to make the substitution. I think there's no question who's coming in. That'll be Courtney Bullis. So on the... Oh, it's an offensive foul, so no shot. That's right. Okay, so Harpersville. Oh, a wide-open Savannah Murray. Left-hand layup is good. Oh, my goodness. Savannah Murray with 7 points. Great pass from Drummond. Manzanero comes back and scores. They're not quitting. Casey Manzanero with 7 points. 44-42 in favor of Harpersville now with 2:39 left. We'll take another break. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices. Call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, not many games take the turns that this game has. Foul trouble has slowed the Unitigo process down a little bit. They led by as many as 11 in foul trouble for some of their key players, and Sarah Menina, who had 14 points in a smoking hot first half, has been held scoreless in the second half. Shelby Medovich, big part of that reason. Meanwhile, Miranda Drummond with 30 points, but the big play for her was the assist to Savannah Murray to put Harpersville up by four, their largest lead. But Casey Manzanero came right back and scored to make it a two-point game. And now, thanks to a zone press by Unitigo, Savannah Murray with a mental blunder. The travel, if you heard that supercharge of crowd noise just a second ago as I was recapping, well, that was the travel. Oh, Manzanero slipped. The ball slips out of her hands right into Miranda Drummond's hands. Unforced turnover there. Oh, my goodness. So Harpersville gets it back. Drummond with a left hand driving in against Foster, who stops right there and holds her back, or holds Drummond, where she's got to pass it to Murray. Drummond with eight on the shot clock, crossover dribble, spots up for the three. It's short, nothing but net, and out of bounds it goes. Somebody fell. Manzanero fell, but I don't think she was pushed or anything. So the inbounds pass comes to Sarah Menina. I don't know why Harpersville does not try to double-team Sarah Menina in the corner. They could have that all game long, but they never do. So a break for Unitigo in that regard. Sarah Menina driving in. Got to go to the hoop. Scoop to the hoop. Oh, just missed. Ball rebounded. Manzanero or Medovich. Where's the foul? One of those two will get the foul. It will be Shelby Medovich, and that's her fourth foul. Boy, that's, you talk about earning the stripes. This is where the referees earn their stripes, because that was, in soccer terms, a 50-50 ball. And before the free throw can be attempted, Coach Kurt Ahrensbeck wants a timeout. A reminder that we'll have the awards coming up at the end of this ball game, of course. And our game, next game will be, not my next game, but CDO's next game, Unadilla Valley at the same Harpersville Hornets, who will play at Harpersville on Tuesday night, 7:15. Start time anticipated, 7 o'clock, Chambers and O'Hare tip-off show. And then on Friday night, a week from tonight, and it will be a night game, not an afternoon game, it will be the boys' basically game of the year as Sydney comes up to Unitigo. It'll be a 85-degree gym, no doubt about it. It'll be more like a wrestling match in terms of high temperature. But it will be Sydney and Unitigo, two of the top teams in the MAC year in and year out lately. That'll take place at 7:15 anticipated time, 7 o'clock, Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show. I believe that will be a Harry Graves broadcast. And then on Thursday, the 24th of January, BG at Sydney Girls. And on Friday, BG at Sydney Boys, probably as good as to what Sydney and Unitigo could be and what Unitigo BG was right before Christmas. All right, we're caught up. 44-42, Harpersville by two, but Casey Manzanero at the line to shoot two with a minute 48 left. And the gym gets mighty quiet. Shot misses. Casey is 1-for-3 from the line, held to 7 points, about 5 below her average. She'll get another one. Shot is up, and it is good. So now it's a 1-point game, 44-43. Murray, Medovich, Drummond, Henry, and Gutierrez. Drummond off her hands. It's going to go turned over to Unitigo in her quest to get the ball and start running from half court down to their offensive end. She didn't catch the ball, a rare blunder by Drummond, and it's turned back over to Unitigo. All right, here comes Sarah Menina. Oh, bad pass for Manzanero through her legs, and it's picked up by Henry. Oh, nearly a backcourt. It is a backcourt. Yes, Drummond, who lost her dribble, turned back over her left shoulder, saw Savannah Murray coming up past half court. She did not establish herself over half court when she touched the ball. That is a violation. Good call by the official. That's two tough turnovers suffered by Miranda Drummond. The bounce pass comes to Menina. To Kayla Talbot now. They're going to do something a little different with a minute 22 to go around the screen. Now they go low for Manzanero. Off the glass, it's good! And Manzanero is fouled. Who said Unitigo was done? A foul will be on Holly Henry. Beautiful play set up by Talbot, Manzanero, and Menina, with Casey getting the basket. And now a free throw chance. The gym got quiet again, and she makes the three-point play. Another turnover. Now it's 46, I should say lead change, 46-44. Harpersville now trails by two. They just led by four. Six-point run. Drummond backs up against Talbot. Driving in left side. Foster, nice job to just stay stationary and force Drummond to get rid of the ball. Savannah Murray backs up for three. It's short. Rebound. Drummond tries to save it. Just, oh, she hung in the air of what looked like forever and passed it to Medovich. A nice play, but she came down on the floor first. Pass comes into Menina, who's now guarded by Drummond. Off to Manzanero. Cross court to Talbot. Talbot over half court. And Savannah Murray, who has no foul, I'll make that her second foul, stops the clock with 44 seconds to go to make, first of all, the clock stop, and second of all, to put Kayla Talbot at the line for the first time tonight. And, of course, Coach Aaron Speck, I knew this was when they were going to pile all their timeouts. 44 seconds to go. Another brief timeout we take. Harpersville trailing Unitigo 46-44. Kayla Talbot's free throw's coming up when we come back. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything for over 90 years. Downtown Sydney Center.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, we are back. So, if Unitigo wins this game, they may want every game to start at 4:45 or warm up at 4:45. We were actually pretty much on time today. 4:45 tip off and 5 o'clock start time. 46-44 the score. Here's the deal. Utatigo, who had just trailed 44-40, now leads 46-44. It's Kayla Talbot at the line, shooting two. Up and good. All right, so 3-point lead, still a one-possession game, and the gym now gets quiet. Shot is up, and it's good. Oh, at the back of the rim, and it fell through. So up the floor comes Savannah Murray, and coach wanting a timeout. Well, this is the second time they've had to do a do-over. I don't get it. 42 seconds to go. Wow. I'm just in awe of what's going on. It's the second time they've had to restart something, and nobody knows why. All right, 48-44. It is Drummond for three. Did not hit it. I thought she had it nailed. Menina. Wanting her teammates to just keep going. Menina followed by Murray, and that's going to stop the clock at 25. Spartan fans are suddenly right back in this as their team has taken a 4-point lead. 25 seconds left. Spartan girls off the line except for Sarah Menina, who has been held scoreless in the second half but had a 14-point first half. Shot is up, and it's off the mark. Still a two-possession game. Sarah backs up, looks at Coach Bonskowski, smiles a little bit, perhaps as if to say, I got this, Coach. Second shot up and good. 15 for Menina, 49-44. It's a two-possession game. Here comes Murray up the floor, has to give it to Drummond. Drummond driving in, knocks over Talbot and called for the offensive foul, and I stand corrected. She knocked over Casey Manzanero and gets called for the offensive. That's her fourth. So the ball turned over to Unitigo. Coach Aaron's back asking, hey, didn't she step in a little late? And the coach wants the timeout and gets the timeout. 49-44 with 18 seconds to go. Well, it has been a good battle plan for Coach Bonskowski, but I'll tell you what, some of the first and second options have not been available for quite a while. He's lost two players to fouls in Cassidy Newman, a key player off the bench, and starting center Marissa Woodard. They combined for 9 points and a lot of rebounds and steals and deflections and whatnot. They have been out of the game with fouls since the midway point of the fourth quarter, and that's when Harpersville started coming back. They were down by as many as 11. They would trail at the end of the third quarter by three, had it up at 44-40 for their largest lead of the game, and then Unitigo found some reserve to get it together again and had played great team ball to take a 5-point lead. It's a 9-point streak for this Unitigo Spartans team. So 18 seconds remain. The offensive foul on Miranda Drummond brings the ball into Unitigo's hands underneath Harpersville's basket. Talbot goes to Manzanero. Manzanero is going to dribble up, and knowing that she's going to get fouled, is fouled by Shelby Medovich, who's picked up her fifth foul. So Shelby Medovich, I got to say, has played a terrific ball game. She has stayed on Sarah Menina. What's the phrase, like an old suit or something? I mean, stuck like glue to Sarah Menina in the second half. And Sarah, of course, handles the ball quite a bit and has done a nice job. She is up. She's a nomination for Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. But right now, Casey Manzanero finds herself at the line with 11 points. She's 3-for-5 from the line. And the shot is good. Now, at 50-44, one more basket. One more made free throw. Pretty much a lock because it'd be a 3-possession game. Shot is up and good. Oh, my. 7 points in the fourth quarter by Casey Manzanero. 51-44. Murray for three, and it's short. Rebound comes out. Murray trying to save it. 6 seconds to go. Picked up by Menina, and that's going to do it, and the streak is over. Unitigo has come away with a 7-point victory. 51-44. It is, in my estimation or my perception, an upset, but to Unitigo, it's a hard-earned victory. And that's what we're going to call it, a hard-earned victory. Congratulations to Unitigo. I'm going to try to get a couple of the players up here if I can. Going to need your help if you can get a couple of the girls to come up. Can you do that? Can you ask them to come up? Maybe Casey and Sarah are good. That'd be great. Doesn't take much to add them up because I've been cheating all along here, so I got most of my numbers in. We are going to take a break here from our post-game sponsors. We'll be back and talk to a couple of the victorious Unitigo Lady Spartans. Stick around. It is the post-game show on FM 101 AM 1490, your local sports leader, WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we're committed to delivering the best in community banking. That's why we introduced iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive offers free checking, debit, and savings accounts that help you build and manage your personal finances, and will be there every step of the way to help you grow your money skills. At NBT Bank, we're as committed as you are to achieving your goals. Visit nbtbank.com/iStrive or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank, member FDIC.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD, calf or decaf.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat, vanilla.
That's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef.
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at manginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including NYCM Insurance, home office, Edmiston, New York.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
All right, well, somebody's got to hold it for now because I got stuff I got to read here. Our post-game show on WCDO is brought to you by Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years. Proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. At Mang Insurance, we insure your life. By NBT Bank, our outstanding offensive award sponsor. NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and happy to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank has served the community for more than 150 years. Member FDIC. Well, a balanced, they tell you in, I don't know, in school or in sports camps, a good team can outshine a good individual in most cases. And today, it's exactly what happened as the Unitigo Spartans made a total team effort in scoring 51 points to defeat Harpersville 51-44. Harpersville came into the game 8-0, 5-0 in the league. Unitigo came in 6-2 and 4-0 in the league. So something had to give. And on this afternoon, a matinee performance, it was certainly a fine performance. For Unitigo, we got a couple of the girls to help us talk about it, and one of these young ladies was with us before the Christmas break, talking about going to Florida. The other girl chickened out. She's here now with us. So, Sarah Menina and Casey Manzanero, a couple of seniors, and now you have an audience even. So, Sarah, I'll start with you because let's face it, you're the experienced one on the microphone with me. First of all, congratulations. You must be extremely tired because you never came off the floor.
Yeah. I knew I wasn't coming, so it's all right. I'm used to it.
Now, I'm going to ask you a tactical question because I wondered the entire game when they put man-to-man pressure. They never double-teamed. You would get the ball in the corner, and they never double-teamed you. And I'm thinking, the smallest girl on the floor, and all you got to do is put two good bodies over there, and you'd be in a forest not knowing where to throw. But you kept your composure and dribbled, and I think only lost the ball that last time. So with Casey out with foul trouble, Robin Foster out with foul trouble, Newman and Woodard, I mean, it was foul trouble up. You were fine. Did you feel like, hey, we got to do the best with what we have on the floor, and that's why we practice? And, you know, tell me what you were thinking in the fourth quarter when suddenly you're down by four.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard with some of your best players sitting the bench, such as Casey. But I think our bench helped us a lot in this game, even if they didn't score points. For them to come off the bench and play a team like Harpersville and get us this win, I think the bench won us the game today.
There's no question about it. And you guys weren't even at the foul line that much until the fourth quarter. And then suddenly, you know, you get Robin making two, and she was in foul trouble a lot of the game. But what I liked about her was, when Drummond would start to drive, she would just stand there, hands in the air. She knew she wasn't going to get the foul, and Drummond stopped and passed it away. So she did what she had to with four fouls.
Oh, definitely. She was smart at the end.
And then you had Kayla Talbot making two free throws, and Casey had her share of free throws. She was 4 for 6 in the fourth quarter, and you even got there one time. But free throws can sometimes do it, but 12 for 20 overall, not too bad from the line. Give it to Casey, and let's talk to her because, you know, you watched a lot of the game tonight, or this afternoon.
I did.
But first of all, congratulations to you, too. I haven't talked with you before in the air, but for a while you were doing an offense-defensive switch with Courtney Bullis. So most players don't like doing that because you feel like you're a part-time player with four fouls.
Yeah.
Were you kind of on thin ice out there thinking, oh, my God, all I have to do is do one of my usual plays and they'll call me for a foul?
Well,
and I'm kidding when I say that, but it's true.
I know. I'm an aggressive player,
right.
And I realize when I'm in foul trouble, I just need to stand straight up, and, you know, if they score the basket, it's okay. I just can't get that foul.
Mm-hmm.
And if that means just when I shoot and not going for the rebound at all and just turning back, then that's what it means because I can't get that foul.
I think one of the nicest parts of your game today, besides the fact that, you know, you're up 11, then suddenly you're down 4, you came right back and scored after they had that easy layup. You came right back and scored. I think that basket to bring you down 2 maybe been the key because you guys could have just folded tents and said
that's
definitely.
It. Yeah,
definitely. So, nice play on that. And how nice does it feel that, you know, 7 or 8 girls score, 7 or 8 girls play, and when you're on the bench, you know there's somebody there like a Cassidy Newman or Courtney Bullis to take your place and do it.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, I was on the bench, and I told Kayla Kamena, I was like, I don't care if I don't go back in. I really just want to win this game.
Sure, sure. Well, now comes, you know, you still got some games left, but how big does this boost your confidence?
This is absolutely amazing. I mean, we're not going to just be like, oh, we can beat everyone now.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Just to beat Harpersville, since we've never beat them, I think, in my high school career,
mm-hmm.
is outstanding to me. And I believe Sarah feels the same thing.
Okay, well, I'll let you guys go and celebrate with the rest of your team. Congratulations. You still got time to catch a movie, even, because we played so early. But
we can go celebrate.
There you go. Congratulations,
you.
Both of you.
Thank
Sarah
you.
Benita and Casey Manzanero worked some back-and-forth plays with assist and baskets along the way as well. And let's go through the recap here. For Harpersville, obviously Miranda Drummond just scoring like crazy. 30 points for her, 8 for 16 from the line, 3 three-pointers, 7 of the 10 two-point baskets for Harpersville. Savannah Murray held to 7 points tonight, had a three-pointer, and scored 2 baskets in the fourth quarter. That last basket put Harpersville up by 4. Before, as we said, Casey making that one basket. SP Gutierrez, 1 for 2 from the line for 1. Shelby Medovich, 3 for 6 from the line, 5 points in all, and a nice defensive job for her on Sarah Menina in that second half. Marcy Ritter, 0 for 3 from the line, and did not score. And so total, that's 10 two-pointers, 4 three-pointers. Let's make sure I got that right. That's 32, and then 8 and 4 is 12. 12, let's see, do I have that all? 4 and 8, 12, and how many did they try? It's 22, and 5 is 27, 12, roughly 12 for 27 from the free throw line. All right, so that's the 44 points for Unitego. They had 15 points for Sarah Menina. Excuse me? Oh, okay, great. Coach Bonkowski is going to join in the celebration. Sarah Menina, by the way, 15 points, 14 in the first half, 3 three-pointers, 2 for 4 from the line. 2 points for Courtney Bullis, who had to play a lot tonight, especially excelling on the defensive side. Casey Manzanero, 5 points through the first 3 quarters, coming up with 8 fourth-quarter points for 13. Kayla Talbot with 8 points tonight in a very good all-around effort. Robin Foster, restricted on the court time because of early foul trouble. She stayed in the game, though, and finished with 4, 2 for 3 from the line. Marissa Woodard fouled out
with 7 points. Cassidy Newman for Unitico filed out with two. And just to make it even, Harpersville's Shelby Medovich and Tatiana Sosnowski both filed out of the game. So fouls did certainly play a part in the strategy and some parts of the outcome of this ball game. But 51-44, the final. Unitico goes to 5-0 in the league. Harpersville drops to 5-1. And don't be surprised if the two teams meet again in the MAC championship game or even the sectionals later on, because they are both that good. Our MBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award tonight is going to go to Sarah Menina. Now, I say that with this. Sarah had the 14 points in the first half, where they went up as many as 8 points in the first half, okay? Only had 1 point in the second half. I've said this often, and I'll keep saying it. It's not always the points. It's the offense. And she directed the offense the entire second half, and that was key. A lot of people say, yeah, but Casey Manzanero scored 8 points in the fourth quarter. Well, yeah, she did, and did a phenomenal job. Sarah was there, never left the floor, and I thought she played outstanding, made very, very few mistakes in scoring that 15 points. She still wound up being high scorer for the team. As far as the Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, this might sound very weird, but Kayla Talbot guarded Miranda Drummond the entire game, and you can't say held her to 30, but she had to work for 30. And as you know, there's no one better in this league as an individual offensive player and in many ways defensive player than Miranda Drummond, and she did score 30 points. But Kayla Talbot also never came off the floor and did a phenomenal job and will deserve the Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Don't see Coach Bonkowski, and really need to end it here. So unless he shows up, I'll sign it off. So congratulations again to Unitico's Sarah Menina, the MBT Bank Outstanding Offense winner, and Kayla Talbot, the Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award winner. 51-44 is the final. And again, Harpersville drops to 8-1, 5-1 in the league. Unitico goes up to 7-2, 5-0 in the league. There's no doubt that this season is far from over, and Harpersville, possibly a motivational tool, I would think it would be, and just an outstanding game all around for both schools. Neither team gave up, and that's what high school basketball should all be about. All right, this is my final game before my Las Vegas trip. I'll leave you in the hands of Nate Lull on Tuesday for Unadilla Valley Harpersville girls. We'll see if Unadilla Valley can do what Unitico did here, except on Harpersville's home court. And then next Friday, will be Sydney girls here at Sydney boys here at Unitico to play the Unitico boys Spartans, and that could be just as classic as this game was here tonight. I guess that'll do it. The final one more time, 51-44, Unitico upending Harpersville's unbeaten streak in 2012-13. 51-44. Have a good night, everybody. Thanks to Joe Gardner back at the station. This game will be archived very shortly after, and this one will be a keeper for many, many fans of Unitico basketball. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on your local sports leader, FM 101, AM 1490, and WCDOSports.com. I'm Greg Davey. Have a great night.